Community organizers and those who have been affected by homelessness called on city leaders to stop criminalizing them and instead provide more resources. Nita B. is the founder of The Village Oakland. The Village is an organization that supports displaced residents of Oakland through education, leadership, and advocacy. Nita B. says the city does not actually listen to the needs of unhoused people.
And unhoused people know what they need. It's like, and so you have people who are not unhoused creating these, like us creating these solutions. But if you actually allow unhoused people to be in the leadership of what these solutions look like, then you will get a totally different outcome.
She also says if the city gives unhoused people their own communities, they need to be self-governed.
Folks can feel a sense of like dignity in their life and feel like they have some kind of control in their own life. You know, being out on the streets and being on survival mode, you have no control. And to strip people of that even further under the guise that you're providing a service or help is just a lie.
With rising costs of living and no adjustments to wages, the Bay Area is one of the most expensive places to live in California. According to the city of Oakland, homelessness has doubled in the past decade, and the city has tried numerous strategies to address the issue. In 2020, the Oakland City Council passed a homeless encampment policy stating that encampments can't be near certain areas like schools. According to a report from the nonprofit newsroom Oaklandside, since then the city has bulldozed a little over 500 encampments, with roughly 1,500 remaining on the streets. Scott Bradley is a legal observer with the Village Oakland. He says he's seen encampments destroyed in real time.
The police are clearing Wood Street again, and the original encampment, which was, 300 people, was torn out over the last year and a half, and people moved to another place. A lot of people moved to Ramundi Park across the street, and Ramundi Park then got taken over by the Oakland Ballers, and they threw everybody out of Ramundi Park, and a lot of people then moved back to literally to Wood Street, not back behind Wood Street where they were before, but on Wood Street. And so now they're getting thrown out again and again and again and again. And there is no end to this.
This year, the city was awarded a $7.2 million encampment resolution fund grant from California, which is meant to provide a wide variety of essential services for those individuals and eventually offer them permanent housing by fall of 2025. Nell Myhand is an organizer and a member of the Bay Area Poor People's Campaign. She says the issue of homelessness is a threat to everyone's well-being.
It is an insult to our humanity because housing is recognized as a human right. That is international law. And so the fact that in the U.S. we have millions of people who are homeless is a violation of international human rights.
The city is looking into a homeless intervention site on a 22-acre plot of land that used to be a former army base located on the North Gateway parcel in Oakland. The encampment resolution passed in May of this year, though the city has yet to move forward with the project. It could eventually house 1,000 houseless residents. With Eun Chan, I'm Audie McAfee, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.